My mother danced all night, and Roberta's was sick. That's why we were taken to St. Bonnie's. People want to put their arms around you when you tell them you were in a shelter, but it really wasn't bad. No big long room with 100 beds like Bellevue. There were 4 to a room, and when Roberta and me came, there was a shortage of state kids, so we were the only ones assigned to 406 and could go from bed to bed if we wanted to. And we wanted to, too. We changed beds every night, and for the whole 4 months we were there, we never picked one out as our own permanent bed. It didn't start out that way. The minute I walked in and the big bozo introduced us, I got sick to my stomach. It was one thing to be taken out of your own bed early in the morning. It was something else to be stuck in a strange place with a girl from a whole other race. And Mary, that's my mother, she was right. Every now and then she would stop dancing long enough to tell me something important, and one of the things she said was that they never washed their hair and they smelled funny. Roberta sure did. Smell funny, I mean. So when the big bozo, nobody ever called her Mrs. Itkin, just like nobody ever said St. Bonaventure. When she said, "Twyla, this is Roberta. Roberta, this is Twyla. Make each other welcome," I said, "My mother won't like you putting me in here." "Good," said Bozo. "Maybe then she'll come and take you home." How's that for mean? If Roberta had laughed, I would have killed her. But she didn't. She just walked over to the window and stood with her back to us. "Turn around," said the bozo. "Don't be rude. Now, Twyla, Roberta, when you hear a loud buzzer, that's the call for dinner. Come down to the first floor. Any fights and no movie." And then, just to make sure we knew what we would be missing, The Wizard of Oz. Roberta must have thought I meant that my mother would be mad about my being put in the shelter, not about rooming with her. Because as soon as Bozo left, she came over to me and said, "Is your mother sick too?" "No," I said. "She just likes to dance all night." "Oh." She nodded her head, and I liked the way she understood things so fast. So for the moment, it didn't matter that we looked like salt and pepper standing there, and that's what the other kids called us sometimes. We were 8 years old and got F's all the time. Me, because I couldn't remember what I read or what the teacher said, and Roberta, because she couldn't read at all and didn't even listen to the teacher. She wasn't good at anything except jacks, at which she was a killer. Pow, scoop, pow, scoop, pow, scoop. We didn't like each other all that much at first, but nobody else wanted to play with us because we weren't real orphans with beautiful dead parents in the sky. We were dumped. Even the New York City Puerto Ricans and the upstate Indians ignored us. All kinds of kids were in there. Black ones, white ones, even 2 Koreans. The food was good, though. At least I thought so. Roberta hated it and left whole pieces of things on her plate. Spam, Salisbury steak, even Jell-O with fruit cocktail in it. And she didn't care if I ate what she wouldn't. Mary's idea of supper was popcorn and a can of Yoo-Hoo. Hot mashed potatoes and 2 weenies was like Thanksgiving for me. It really wasn't bad, St. Bonnie's. The big girls on the second floor pushed us around now and then, but that was all. They wore lipstick and eyebrow pencil and wobbled their knees while they watched TV. 15, 16 even, some of them were. They were put-out girls, scared runaways, most of them. Poor little girls who fought their uncles off but looked tough to us and mean. God, did they look mean. The staff tried to keep them separate from the younger children, but sometimes they caught us watching them in the orchard where they played radios and danced with each other. They'd light out after us and pull our hair or twist our arms. We were scared of them, Roberta and me, but neither of us wanted the other one to know it. So we got a good list of dirty names we could shout back when we ran from them through the orchard.